Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
A strange night takes a turn for the dark side once one person gets home only to encounter an unknown spirit lurking in the dark. That's today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. To share your real ghost stories with us, write it at realghoststoriesonline.com. This program, mainly supported by you guys, has been for the last 7-8 years, however long we've been doing this thing. If you want to support the program and keep it going, become an extra podcast person. We call them EPPs. With that, you get a bonus episode of the show every single week, jam-packed with some of our best ghost stories, access to our archive of more than 300 EPP bonus episodes. You also get advanced episodes of the show ad-free. You get our ebook, you get our audiobook, both Amazon and Audible bestsellers. All that included when you support our program at ghostpodcast.com. And the best part's only $5 a month. So all that stuff. $5 a month, access unlimited to all of it. Binge away with whatever you may be doing right now. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com. Flash Real Ghost Stories, Tony and Carol Hughes joining you on today's episode. And how are things in your world today, Carol?
Not bad, Tony.
Yeah.
I got a couple Instagram messages, and one was for you and me, it looks like. And it said, loved the episode with, let's listen to ghost stories, so much less scary than what's going on right
it's
now.
True.
Thanks for the smile. And then the other one said, I just heard this story about receiving the urn for your dog on his birthday. Had to pause the episode to write because I was so upset and offended on your behalf. Who does that to someone? If you didn't hear that episode, somebody gave me a dog urn for my dog's birthday, mm-hmm. and he's not dead. He's almost 14 and a half now. That's been like almost 6 months ago.
But very much alive.
And he said, I'm so sorry that person did that to you. I cannot fathom what would possess someone to do that. I wanted to send you and your dog a hug. That was really sweet. Thank you for that message.
Yeah.
That was so sweet.
That is just, yeah. Do people buy urns for people before they're dead?
Here's something for Alex who sent me that and everybody else, because I'm moving. And so I've been packing up all my stuff, mm-hmm. and I had that up in the top of my closet, and I was cleaning out my closet, and I threw it away.
So it's gone.
I didn't even open it back up. I didn't think, this is brand new. Maybe somebody needs a dog urn. I'm like, no.
Maybe
this
somebody
just has
needs a dog
bad energy connected to it. It's going. Along with the necklace for his ashes. I have to keep that. And my dog is right over there, sound asleep, and today he's fine.
It'd have been a great.
I threw it away.
Good Craigslist item. Free dog urn, you know? Does it come with ashes or not, you know?
I kind of held it for a minute and I looked at it because, you know, when you're going through a lot of stuff, you're like, you know, that could be a garage sale thing or that could be a secondhand store donation. And I'm like, no. That's just going in the landfill.
It's like show and tell to a therapist is what that is.
Right. I'm like, and then who do you give it to? Like, oh, your dog just died. Somebody gave me this to you. So you can't re-gift it.
You're re-gifting a dog urn. Yeah.
I mean, that's weird. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think you did the right thing.
There was nothing appropriate to do with it. You can't go to the Goodwill and somebody goes, oh, I've been wanting a dog urn.
Thank God. Right there by the jeans. That's perfect. Yeah. Love it.
So it's gone.
You did the right thing. 855-853-4802. Our number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's jump to our first story of the day. It says, hey guys, love your show. Helps my nights at work go by fast. I'm an EPP and support your show 100%. I appreciate the outlet. I tried calling in, but I think my story was too long. Anyway, I wanted to get you this story. I have told very few people about this. It was August 20th of 2014, and I was living in my uncle's condo in Dallas, Texas. I remember the exact date because it was my grandmother's birthday. I was in a negative headspace from the moment I woke up. I spent the night at my friend's house the night before, and I woke up to him with his arm around me. I was instantly angry and scolded him, maybe more than I would have been on any other day. I practically stormed out of his house, called up another friend because we had plans to take her to the vet that day. We followed through and spent the rest of the day hanging out at her house. We ordered pizza, and I went to pick it up. The employees were exceedingly difficult and unhelpful. It was a negative interaction altogether. I suddenly felt the urge to drink alcohol. At that time, I did not really drink unless I was out or partying. Picked up one of those 40-ounce bottles of Sol, and I headed back to my friend's house. We ate, drank, and I do not remember what we got into an argument about, but it was the first time we had ever argued in, at the time, our year-and-a-half relationship. I stormed out of her house and said to myself, man, I need a smoke. Called up some people, but no one answered. Rewind to the night before, some guy at a gas station came up to my friend and gave me asked a small amount of his weed to sample. He gave us both his number. I called him up and he answered. Turned out that he lived literally 3 minutes away from me. So here I go down the street. He was posted up outside his apartment complex. I got what I needed and he asked me for a ride down the street. I said he would, or he said he'd give me $20. I obliged. It really was down the street. He asked for a ride back to his apartment, and on the way back, he started touching my leg. I swatted him away, and a couple of minutes later, we were back at his apartment. Gave me the money, I left. Went to the gas station across the street, where I was a frequent customer, and I paid the gas up. I was at the pump a minute or two, and the gas never started pumping, so I started walking towards the store. The manager, who I knew well, walked out to me, and he says, holding up the 20 I gave him, who gave you this? said a guy I had gave a ride to holds it up with two hands and tears it in half right in front of me. Tell that guy he can put this up his ass. It was counterfeit. I was so heated, the manager says. I'm supposed to report this, but I know this wasn't you. Stop hanging out with that piece of shit. I nodded and left in a fit of rage. I called that guy up and cursed him out with every word I could think of, and I headed home. I parked my car, rolled up a joint, smoked half of it, calmed me down. Noticed my uncle's cat, Juju, was outside. He was a big, fat Hemingway cat, and we never let him go out because he was declawed. He had figured out that there was a hole where the downstairs window unit sat and became very adventurous, so I took him inside with me and went upstairs to my room. I played in my bed in the dark for a few minutes, and for some reason, I started feeling very uneasy. I do not scare easily, but I was scared at that moment. Went downstairs to my uncle's room, sat on his bed in the dark, still feeling uneasy, and grabbed my guitar. I like to sing when I'm feeling away as a way to distract myself. It usually puts me in a better mood. So I started to sing and play, and suddenly I realized that I was hovering over my body, watching myself singing and playing. I could feel myself and see myself doing this simultaneously. I was terrified. I gasped and sat up in bed immediately. I was in my body again, but I could hear something breathing heavily inside of me. My heart was beating out of my chest, and I was seeing through an orange-reddish filter. I shook my head and rubbed my eyes, and the filter went away. Almost immediately after I came to, there was a frantic knock on the door. I opened the door, and it was my neighbor. "Man, there's something wrong with your cat. Come see. I think he's hurt." I said, "No way, dude. I just brought him inside." I rushed to the courtyard, and sure enough, there he was. Dead. Stiff as a board. There was no blood on him and no markings. He was just dead. Me and my neighbors just stared down, and I broke down. There's something following me. It's been bothering me all day, and there's something bad following me. My neighbors were very scared. "Amanda, chill. Don't say that. You're scaring us." "No," I said, "I'm telling you the truth. Something bad is following me." They didn't stick around exceptionally long. Must have been around 3 a.m. I just sat up with the body of my cat. I kept thinking, "I just saw you. You were fine. You were alive 15 minutes ago. Right then, my uncle's car pulled up. My mom, my aunt, and grandmother had gone to Oklahoma to gamble at Windstar for my grandma's birthday. Everyone went inside my other uncle's condo. He lived across the courtyard from my uncle and I, and I followed my uncle into our condo. "I have to tell you guys something. My cat's dead." He shook his head. He didn't believe me. I took him to see the body, and he just stared at him in disbelief for 10 to 15 minutes. "Well, I guess I have to buy a shovel," said my uncle. "I'm going to Walmart. I'll be back." And he left. I was so scared to go into the condo alone, but I was so tired of being afraid, so I mustered up the courage and headed inside. As soon as I opened the door, I felt something touch my hand, and I was enraged with how scared this thing had me. I stomped to the kitchen, put both hands on the counter, and began to speak to it. "I know what you are, and I'm done with you. God is on my side. You cannot hurt me. Leave me alone. This is my house." I looked up towards the living room area, and to my surprise, I saw my aunt's little head poke up from behind the couch. "Who are you talking to?" she said. I broke down like a little child, and I rushed to her. "Something bad is following me," I sobbed. "Come here, let's pray." We prayed. My mom's side of the family is all very devoted Christians. Although I do not believe in any religion is the absolute truth, I do believe that there is power in prayer and positive affirmation. I felt better after we prayed. To this day, she's never brought up what happened that night. Thanks for letting me tell my story. I know it's long. Most of my paranormal stories are, but it feels good to let them out. Let me know what you guys think. If anyone wants to reach out to me about this, please feel free. There you go. Very weird story as far as what happens after having the interactions with some of those individuals. My first thought was, well, what the hell did he lace that weed with?
And actually, I wouldn't rule that out.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, of course, I have no experience with that. But maybe I do. From back when I was a kid. And that happened to me. Like, somebody laced my weed with something, and I didn't know it.
Yeah.
And if he didn't smoke that much weed anyway and bought it from someone he didn't even know, who gave him a counterfeit 20.
Yeah.
You know, that person might not be the best person to buy your weed from.
Yeah.
You know, and that said, like, I was a kid mm-hmm. at the time, sure. But it was very weird, and I hallucinated and everything.
Yeah, so there was more to it.
So that can happen.
Yeah.
But, like, that is the shittiest day. Like, everything about that day was shitty. Like, he was fighting with everybody the whole day. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going right. Making bad decisions, like calling a guy he doesn't even know to buy weed from him. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just, and then the cat. Like, I totally get why you think there's something dark following you around.
Yeah, I'm really leaning towards there was something bad in that weed, honestly.
But from someone who has, that has happened to me before, yeah. And I didn't know it.
Yeah.
Until I'm like, what the hell? And these people are laughing. Ha ha, we didn't tell you.
Yeah.
And because I was like 16 or 17. And yeah, it was really weird, like very weird stuff that happened. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here I think I'm just smoking some weed. And next thing you know, I'm seeing all kinds of crap.
Yeah, and it feels real to you, and you're not thinking that this is, yeah. You know, and especially if you're not expecting it, you're thinking you're just, you know, going to get a high, and then all these other things happen. You know, there could have been the hallucination that the cat was there 15 minutes ago, and maybe it wasn't, you know, yeah. Or maybe, you know, time really kind of got screwed up for her thinking when things were happening. I'm not dismissing it as being a possible paranormal thing, but the evidence on this story points more to, I think maybe something is more at play there than anything else. But I would love to hear if there are more paranormal stories from that individual, because I'm assuming not every time she has had something paranormal, she was smoking bad weed.
And I think that, right. And I think there's actually two storylines in this story. I think there's a very dark, negative day going on. Mm-hmm. And then maybe some weed that was laced with something. I don't know. So it could have been two separate stories. But I definitely think that, like, because that's just, we've all had those really bad days, but to have a bad day to where you're arguing with everybody you run into, and then at the end of the day, your cat dies. Like, that's horrible.
What's your opinion on this? Because this is something that I've heard talked about on some programs before. Not really. I don't think we've ever talked about it on this show. I heard Joe Rogan talking about it not that long ago. Because I know Joe does all sorts of experiments with different substances. But there's some people that have this theory that on some things, not weed, but other things, that it can open you up to actually sensing, seeing, or experiencing things on the other side, whether it be ghosts, spirits, whatever you want to call it. And it's not just a hallucination. It's not just some element of our mind that's coming up, but it actually kind of opens up, you know, that spectrum, that sensory that is able to pick up on things that we otherwise couldn't be picking up on.
I think that with pharmaceuticals, anything is possible.
Sure.
But I do think that there's a lot of people who, like me, I work at shutting it down, like, because I really don't like it.
Sure.
And I don't like experiences like that. Mm-hmm. And other people, you know, they can, you know, Teresa Caputo, like, she talks to dead people.
Yeah.
I think that would be a freaky thing that I'd have to have some control over.
Yeah.
But I do think that if you're kind of there anyway, that it could.
I'm wondering if, like, it sometimes thins the veil for people who otherwise would not be having those experiences in some cases, depending on what it is. And there's certainly hallucinogenic things where it just fucks with your mind and that have nothing to do with the paranormal. But
yeah, the hard thing would be knowing, was I just really high? Yeah.
Seeing
shit? Yeah. Or did that really happen? And you would never be able to know.
Well, I think the only way you could kind of quantify that is if you received information from something that you were experiencing that you otherwise did not know. That, just like a ghostly experience where they got knowledge from a deceased loved one or something, and they're like, there's no way I knew this or would have known this, but somehow I now have this knowledge. That would be the only way I think you could walk away from that and quantify, going, okay, maybe there was something to this that was not just me tripping out on something, you know?
Or what about this? Because, like, there's been, you know, like, way back in the day, you know, people getting really high and almost turning into these horrible people.
Sure.
Like, not, I wouldn't say demonic people, but really bad people because they're so high.
Yeah.
It's like maybe, you know, it brings out all these other sides of you. Why wouldn't it bring that out?
Well, yeah, it's scary when you think about, you know, obviously we're in the pandemic world right now. And we watched World War Z the other night. And then I was like, Jen, have you ever seen 28 Days Later and 28 Weeks Later? And it's one of those things where it's like, you know, it's like there could be some weird mutated form of rabies. I'm not saying like the dead come back to life, but I'm saying something where it does the rage thing. And it just makes people have this desire to kill, very primal instinct type stuff.
And great. Now you've given me something else to lay in bed and worry
extra,
about tonight.
Take an extra Tylenol PM. You'll be fine. But
you know, I won't. Yeah, I'll just dream about it.
But it's like, shit. But there, an example, a couple years ago, there was, do you remember the guy who was on the bath salts when that was all the thing? And like, oh my God, keep bath salts away.
Those people turn into some kind of demonic.
Holy shit.
People.
There was a guy like on
the... They're like right out of a movie.
Yeah, it was like the LA freeway or something, and he started eating somebody. It was like, holy shit.
Yeah, bath salts could turn people into demons, actually.
Yeah, and like, here you go. It's like,
I think it actually does, not could.
Bath and Body Works is like the portal to hell because it turns people into demons if you eat the baths. Okay, when they talk about bath salts, because I know nothing about this, is it like literally like the shit you get from Bath and Body Works that people are using? Or is it like something else?
No, because I've never done them, but I don't think exactly.
It's not like, it's cherry lavender. And when you do the cherry lavender, you have this desire to eat the neighborhood cats. But if
I love this smell so much, I want to eat it.
But if you do the apple citrus autumn mist, that's the one that really
you're
makes you peaceful.
Slightly less demonic.
You like eating pizza on that one. But the other one, you eat the neighborhood cats. You know, it's like, oh, shit.
I mean, like, this has always been my thing. Like, there you are for the first time with the bath salts in your hand. And you're like, I'm doing this. Like, or there you are with a crack pipe. It's like, no. Is like, there that voice that just says, this is a bad idea?
It's like the kids with the Tide Pods. You know, it's like, what the? I mean, I know kids do dumb shit, but I'm sorry. There would have never been a time in my life in any dumb moment where I'd have been like, let's fucking eat the Tide Pod, you know, or what were they eating them? What the hell were they doing with them?
I think they were eating them or ingesting them anyway.
Like, no, this is like, that would never have registered as a good idea or like, I'm curious as to what's going to happen. I don't know what's missing in people where like some of these things become things. It's just like, I don't get it. I don't fucking get
it. But circling back to the letter writer, I think that because the story up to that point was a really shitty day story. Yeah. Like that was an intensely bad day that just kept going farther and farther and farther south. Mm-hmm. But then when the weed came in from the person who's obviously a criminal anyway, because they're selling weed, which might not be all that bad, but they're selling weed and they have counterfeit money.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't the person you should be buying the weed from.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's where everything started getting really weird and floaty and
got shittier.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a hard one to really kind of diagnose. Thank you for sharing that story with us. Our phone number, 855-853-4802. Toll free, call it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Share your real ghost story with us. We may use it on the show, or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Our next letter, it says, I was 8 or 9 years old when I was playing with my toys when I heard a lady tell me to shut up. I went into my parents' bedroom and my mom was not there. He went downstairs and my dad did not call me. I was then very creeped out and my brother was on a work experience in a Primark at the time. I went back upstairs to see that there was a mark on the bed that was not there the first time, as if someone had been lying on my mom and dad's bed. I was shocked. The only person I can believe to be is my great-grandmother, as my mother went to a psychic a bit before who said that my great-grandmother would sit at the bottom of the bed at night. So I can only think that it was my great-grandmother. And I've always known that it was not my imagination. A few years on, I'm 15, and my dad had fallen over twice. One time, he fell out of his bed. The second time, he had fallen when he was drunk, but I feel a force led me to him as if he had a guardian angel who protects him. I'd made bad decisions at this age in the past few years doing Satanism-type things, but I used to have a lot of injuries at the time, like bad knees, but now I started to pray to God. I no longer feel bad, and I'm now thinking that I have some sort of presence that's always with me and is also protecting my family and me. I know that God is with me, and I feel him not completely physically, but mentally, I know he is with me, helping me, and I'm happy about this. Most people say that there is no such thing as God because children will die and horrible things will happen, but I believe and trust he'll help me. I know that for a fact, as it cares for everyone. You can commit the worst sin ever, and he'll still forgive you. You might not believe me, but I'm going to tell you why I believe that way. So that's my story. It's interesting where it sounds like it does kind of keep going on and on, but we're not really a religious show where we're going to preach for a half hour. It's a story, it sounds like, where he was involved in some things that were not good, not positive, and did find a way out of it by his religious beliefs. So that's a good thing.
I do think it's weird that the great-grandmother would yell, shut up. Mm-hmm. Unless maybe great-grandma was yelling at somebody else. But it seems like if great-grandma was there watching her great-grandchild play, it would be more like, oh, I miss you so much. Not like, shut up.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where sometimes people assume just because someone suggested it's your great-grandmother, that's always the case. And I think in many instances, it's not always the case. In many instances, it's something else. It'd be nice to think that it was great-grandmother, but...
But if my great-grandmother comes back to me, I want to hear, I love you so much, or Carol, you are just doing awesome, and something encouraging. I don't want to hear my great-grandmother say, shut up, Carol. That would be disturbing.
Yeah.
I think that would bother me more to think it was my great grandmother.
Unless your great grandmother like regularly talked like that, then I'd be like, yeah.
No, my great grandmother was a saint. You know, it's no. But, and I do think that, because I know it's happened to me. There have been times where I just had this feeling where I needed to check on somebody or I needed to do a certain, like, I was just compelled to something and discovered somebody needed my help.
Yeah.
And there was no reason for that. But sometimes I think, like, certain people, we can pick up on that. It's like somebody needs help and we can receive that message.
Yeah.
I don't know that everybody can. I think everybody probably could if they opened up a little bit. But because that's happened to me, and I definitely think, like, that's not a coincidence if his dad fell down and was injured and he knew to go there. I think that's a gift.
It's an empathic thing. And I think people are, some are much stronger at that than others. But yeah, interesting.
I always
story.
Say, if you get that little voice whispering in your head, you better go with it.
Yeah.
Every time.
As long as it's not telling you to, do the bath salts and eat the neighborhood cats. That's
right.
That's the one not to listen to.
Because when you got those bath salts in your head, that little voice better be saying, this is a really bad idea.
That's not the one. That's not the one to listen to.
Listen to that voice.
That's to a call and hear a ghost story. Hi, you're on there.
Hello, my name is Landis, and I live in Tennessee. And this happened a few years ago, and this is going to be a pretty short story. My daughter was about 2 at the time, and we lived in a little bungalow house, which basically just had 4 rooms, a little tiny kitchen, and a full basement downstairs, and that's where the laundry was. And we had a wood stove, and instead of using the dryer to dry the clothes, I would hang them up downstairs so they could air dry and hopefully safe. But I just put my daughter down for a nap. It took a while because she had refused to go to sleep. So I was downstairs doing laundry, and I saw a little girl come down the stairs, heard her footsteps. And so I went to the foot of the stairs and said, Emma, my daughter's name. I said, Emma, why are you out of bed? This is your nap time. You're not going to get the dessert that I promised you if you didn't go to sleep. Well, there was nobody there. And I crept up the stairs and went to her room and looked up there, and she was just sound asleep. So that kind of didn't really freak me out. I didn't feel any kind of hostility toward that or any kind of weird feelings like animosity, but I just sort of thought, well, that was strange. It just kind of went on about my way, and I never felt anything after that. But Emma one time was playing in a room, and I heard her talking, and I said, Emma, are you talking to your baby doll, a little new baby doll I got her? And she said, no, I'm talking to the little girl sitting in front of me, and she looks just like me. And I just said, okay. I said, well, just play nice. I know that was a pretty short story, but I hope y'all can use it. And I enjoy the podcast very, very much. I listen to it on the way to work and on the way home. Thank you all for having one of these. Thank you. Bye.
And in 20-some years, she'll be calling into the show going, and there was this little girl I used to play with that looked just like me. What do you think it was?
That, like, I think stories like that are so interesting because you're a million miles away. You're hanging up clothes. You know how when you're doing routine chores like that, mm-hmm. you're always thinking about a million different things while you're doing it.
Sure.
And that's when you see something like that. Mm-hmm. That just to me is always very interesting because it wasn't like you were laying in bed listening to the house creak.
No.
And letting, you know, it was like you're just doing the laundry. And yeah. then this little girl walks up.
Well, it wasn't seeking it out or anything like that. It was just, you know. This happened, and those are some of the most authentic experiences that I think we have because we, and then you know after that you always go, I wish I would have done this, I wish I would have done that, but you know you have the experience, and that's what it is. Thank you for sharing
and
that.
I wonder too what happened though, like if the daughter, I'm assuming, kept seeing the little girl or just the one time.
I don't know.
I would assume. I don't know.
It'd be interesting to hear more about that. Thank you for sharing that story with us. Hey, be sure to check out our other podcast if you've not done so yet. Nightmare Neighbors. By the time this episode airs, it should be live on Apple Podcasts, where you can share your story of nightmare neighbors, neighbors from hell. And oh God, do I have stories, and I'm sure we all do. So check out that. Also, The Dark Side of Wikipedia, where we dig into some of the darkest entries on Wikipedia and discuss two other great ones to binge away on as we enter into the summer months. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Support this program. Keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get all the bonus episodes, advanced content, and more. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Sheba.com.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.